You are now entering the Music Ex Machina exhibit.
Okay, we are now in the exhibit Music Ex Machina, and we have here one of my personal favorites among our acquisitions, instruments of the Steam Concert. These are the product of the French caricature artist Granville from 1844. The instruments you see here, these wonderful cast iron musicians to scale, some the size of infants, others of adults, were built by Dr. Puff.
Ah, Dr. Puff, a popular figure here at the museum. He's over there. The short, red-faced fellow in the bow tie reading a newspaper. Quite the satirist. You don't want to get on the wrong side of him.
You have a child harpist, which you can see here on the left. A duo for trumpet and voice. You have a full orchestra of mechanical trombonists. The premise here is one of the strongest themes in the history of imaginary instruments, the idea that machines can make music more perfect, more flawless than human performers can. And that idea is on display wonderfully with these instruments of the Steam Concert. What makes this so interesting is, on the one hand, fascination with machines and with automatic instruments and what they make possible. On the other hand, there's a sort of fear or discomfort with these machines and the prospect they have of replacing human performers, replacing human performance and the imperfections of human performance with something that might be too perfect. For Granville, as a caricaturist, he's clearly also making fun of what in the early 19th century was a kind of vogue for...
I'm sorry, I just have to stop you there. Can I just say, as your audio guide, I'm all for automation and technology. Just look at the cutting-edge device we've given you to explore the museum. But try replacing me with a robot? No siree. Please move to the next room.
You are now exiting the Music Ex Machina exhibit.